and welcome to Divinely Speaking Unplugged. This is your host, Divine Sunshine, back from the Matrix. However, I had to take some sabbatical time to get the messages that I was talking about and get it for myself. So this message is about the AI. Understanding that us using AI in our daily lives to help us write things creatively or to do a resume or to do something in which we're stuck trying to come up with the right words to express what we want to say. We have to remember that AI is artificial intelligence. It does not take the place of what we think or how we can express ourselves with that specialized way that's unique in the way in which we express ourselves, even through words. I know the other day one of my friends had suggested to me to use AI to help me with some social media post. And at first I was a little kind of apprehensive. However, I did go ahead and use it. But then I was thinking, you know what? This might go ahead and pretty much be like me using autocorrect when typing or not knowing how to spell something. I think even down the line, in some ways, although it's used to help us, however, the usage of autocorrect in our spelling has also made us handicapped or even codependent in its usage, that we're to the point we don't even try to even think about spelling things. And knowing how to spell something in some ways will become like a lost art form because we're relying on the computer or technology to spell the words for us. And I know even with myself, down the line, my spelling has, I used to be a spelling champion. However, by me leaning on them doing autocorrect, I have kind of put myself in a position where I have limited myself in relying on my own capabilities and beliefs and knowing I know how to spell the word. I think when we're talking about the uses of AI in our writing or even in our daily, that we have to watch it, because when we're using writing or communication, it's a certain frequency, it's a certain energy that we are putting out there. And it's almost, again, not saying the word spell work, but it is a way of an entrancement that we use, that we get someone to either be persuaded or entertained, or we connect with them heart to heart. And my fear is in using AI for everything, or becoming very much so dependent on it, we might even find that really that heart-to-heart connection to be obsolete or to become extinct. So I would say the uses of AI, especially in our writing, make sure that we kind of limit it and we're not using it to the point that we are using it to survive or using it to be able to get the A or really shortchanging ourselves about the own empowerment that we have within ourselves to know what is really the truly the right words and how to put it together. If we sit and we actually meditate and rely on our intuition and our spirit or our higher selves to guide us to be able to say those words, I would say again that we have to really truly watch it with the uses of AI, because it's taking some of our empowerment away or our ability to really truly connect one-on-one with others. So I just want to leave you with that message. Limit the usage of AI. It is helpful, especially if you're in jams or you're trying to, like, you just really cannot come up with the words and you're at a writer's block. it's okay for you to use that to kind of like help to jumpstart you or motivate you and put you into a certain way. But if you're at the point that you just really are not relying on yourself, that you don't really believe in yourself enough to come up with those words that are right, that could be able to persuade someone or to be able to make that connection that you are like, you by using words, I would say think again. Try to sit there and really come up with the words yourself. You might be surprised at what you come up with. And sometimes even if you do use AI to say, hey, can you change this creatively? You'll find out that maybe it's not that much a correction of changes that has to be made. So that is my message. Again, go out there and be great. And do something that pays it forward, because the world needs that these days. As always, stay uplifted, stay motivated, stay ascended. Namaste and Namago.